Yeah. Let me just throw this out there. Are there any people that stand out to you statewide that could run for office against Steve Sisolak? I know nobody's thrown their hat in the ring yet, but are there any usual suspects, so to speak?
I can tell you, you know, that there's a lot of big sharks swimming right now, and I mean that in all the metaphor, the sense I can put together, is that there are a lot of great candidates that are taking a look at it, and there are a lot of candidates that can sell funds. More importantly, there are a lot of candidates that can pick up the phone and have national money come in for their campaign. And I think at the end of the day, that's going to be a big plus. It's something where you're looking right now that, to diversify, they're talking about what the gym's going to look like. Very telltelling, I think, in the first 90 days of President Biden's administration, you'll start to see where this is going to go.
In a final minute, want to ask you about AB4. How do we get rid of AB4? We're not in control of the legislature. We don't control the governorship. How do we undo AB4 and ballot harvesting and the mail-in ballot?
Voices. Voices is like we talked about. Using airways, just like we're doing right now. We're not going away. I talked to the national media today. They called and said, have I spoken to the president? How's everything going in Nevada? What do you think? You're still pursuing the voter fraud? Look, when I talked about this, it wasn't about President Trump. It was about our local officials that ran for office. When we had dead people voting, we had people who don't live here voting, we had people that are here illegally voting, and we had people on tape getting paid to vote. All I want, all I've ever asked, is an investigation. If I'm wrong, prove me wrong, because I have it on tape where people are doing that. But we have to keep the masses going. You have to keep the voice out there, because you know what? If it goes silent, they'll do the same thing they did in the middle of the night, make this permanent. That's what we can't have happen. They have to know that all Nevadans are watching. And at the end of the day, the way to do it is exactly what we're doing right now, on your show. On your show, getting it out there, multiple sources, and it's part of our movement right now, to see what happens.
Michael, it's always good to visit with you. I'm sorry it's on a day when we're changing presidents, because I know we all knew this was eventually coming, but it's just sad that it happened today. Thank you so much, my friend. Always good, and keep your chin up, and we'll talk again.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, Kevin. God bless you, man, and God bless your listeners.
There you go. Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
A little bit after 5:31 right now, and look out for some police activity. That's on Sloan Road at the 15 interchange there. Also, we're getting some slow flows on Interstate 15 north at Silverado, southbound 15 at Blue Diamond. You'll pump the brakes as you work through there. Still some congestion into the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 westbound at Flamingo, very slow through there, 95 westbound at Jones, those making their way towards the Rainbow Curve there. The road work continues on Nellis as well, both directions between Tropicana and Craig. The lanes are reduced nightly at 8 p.m., and those lane restrictions, 24/7 in nature, that's Interstate 15 north at Lamb Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV Athletics will continue to be known as the Rebels. However, the Hey Reb mascot is going to be retired. University President Keith Whitfield said in a statement that he finds no issues with the nickname, but there is an issue with the Hey Reb mascot. It has drawn criticism for the perceived allusion by some to slavery and also to the Confederacy. No word on what type of new mascot might be coming to the athletic department. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they're back at tonight against the Arizona Coyotes. They beat Arizona on Monday by a 4-2 score. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Carmen's startup found an angel investor, but now they're asking for a miracle from her development team.
Hello, this is Carmen. That's exciting news. I guess we could launch early.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
Why not?
Like, is ta-da Monday or Tuesday?
Ta-da is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not ta-da or any da.
Quote ta-da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. Have you seen those? The electric bikes? Really cool. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. I'm going to open up our phone lines just a tad early this hour because I want to get to as many of you as I can. You've seen much of the Biden speech. You've seen the Steve Sisolak State of the State. Well, to be honest with you, I was underwhelmed on both counts. I thought the Biden speech, the inaugural speech, was okay. It was good. Was it great? Was it in the Kennedy realm? No, absolutely not. Was it the right speech for the right time? It may have been. Here's our number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you what you thought of the Biden speech, if you saw the Sisolak speech, what you thought of that, and a whole lot more. Also, we're going to talk about the from the state of the state standpoint, is there really a fiscal crisis? Should we cut money to our schools, cut money from all these different programs, are we just waiting for federal dollars to roll in to kind of fill in the holes? That, to me, is wrong. I want you to hear. And this is Joe Biden earlier today. And in fact, this is cut one, where he played the unity card. And I want to ask you what you think, if you believe him, or if you're like me, that the proof is in the pudding, that this is all about what he does, not what he says. This was Joe Biden. This is cut one, by the way, Jim. This is Joe Biden today on the steps of the Capitol playing the unity card.
This is our historic moment of crisis and challenge. And unity is the path forward. And we must meet this moment as the United States of America. If we do that, I guarantee you we will not fail. We have never, ever, ever, ever failed in America. We've acted together. And so today, at this time, in this place, let's start afresh, all of us. Let's begin to listen to one another again, hear one another, see one another, show respect to one another. Politics doesn't have to be a raging fire, destroying everything in its path. Every disagreement doesn't have to be a cause for total war. And we must reject the culture in which facts themselves are manipulated and even manufactured. My fellow Americans, we have to be different than this. America has to be better than this. And I believe America is so much better than this. Just look around. Here we stand in the shadow of the Capitol Dome, as was mentioned earlier, completed amid the Civil War, when the Union itself was literally hanging in the balance. Yet we endured. We prevailed. Here we stand, looking out on the Great Mall, where Dr. King spoke of his dream. Here we stand, where 108 years ago, at another inaugural, thousands of protesters tried to block brave women marching for the right to vote. And today, we mark the swearing-in of the first woman in American history elected to national office, Vice President Kamala Harris. Don't tell me things can't change. Here we stand, across the Potomac from Arlington Cemetery, where heroes who gave the last full measure of devotion rest in eternal peace. And here we stand, just days after a riotous mob thought they could use violence to silence the will of the people, to stop the work of our democracy, to drive us from this sacred ground. It did not happen. It will never happen. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Not ever.
There you have it, the new president of the United States, number 46, the Capitol Rotunda. And as I say, it was a good speech. It was well written, well delivered. He didn't stumble too much over it, and it was a good speech, and the points he made were good. The big question is he going to follow through on his rhetoric? And that, I'm sorry, I don't trust him. I don't trust the Democrats. I don't trust, you know, AOC saying that maybe those of us who followed Trump should be deprogrammed. Is that really the way you feel about us? Are we still deplorables, a basket of deplorables? Is that it? Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day. And our phone lines open to you at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls coming up in a minute as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But
they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them. They think the at-fault driver will be the one who actually has to pay.
I'm Kevin Rowe, and the truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. Hurt in a wreck? Need a check? Call Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Now handling 3M earplug cases.
Scott Guido, managing attorney.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller. Do it right now. You may not need the number now. You might need it a week from now or a month from now, but keep it around. Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. The reaction at Fox News to the Biden inaugural speech, to me, was surprising on several counts. First of all, Chris Wallace, we all know he's been critical of the president, former president, Trump, and he makes no bones of it. Well, today, after the speech, they went around the table and they came to Chris Wallace, his reaction to the Biden inaugural address. Here it is.
And this uncivil war, and the way we can do it is if we show each other a little tolerance and humility. Martha, I thought it was a great speech. I've been listening to these inaugural addresses since 1961, John F. Kennedy, Ask Not. I thought this was the best inaugural address I ever heard. Obviously, a lot of this event today, a lot of the president's speech was colored by the emotion of the fact that exactly 2 weeks ago, 14 days ago, there was a mob of thugs, of insurrectionists, of domestic terrorists on the inaugural stand, and Joe Biden was saying that democracy prevailed. We were able to get through that, and he was talking about how we need to get through that in the future if we are going to be a united country. He talked about white supremacy, domestic terrorism. He said we must confront it. We will defeat it. My whole soul is in this, uniting our people. You know, I think it was less an inaugural address and more part sermon, part pep talk, talking directly to the American people, saying, hear me out. We have a right to dissent peacefully, but our disagreement must not lead to disunion. It was a call to our better angels, a call saying, look, we've got tremendous challenges, COVID, the economy, racial injustice, climate change, but there's nothing we can't do if we come together. And there's one other thing he said that I think especially us in the media must know. He said that there is truth and there are lies, lies that are told for power and lies that are told for profit. And I think that it was a call to all of us, whether it's us on the air, on cable or broadcast, whether it's us on social media, on our Twitter accounts, understanding that we have to deal from facts, from the truth, to hear each other out, as he said, a right to disagree, but not a right to violence. This is the easy part, as has been suggested. Now he's got to turn words, rhetoric, into reality and action. But I thought it was a great start.
That was Chris Wallace. How long he'll be around Fox is anybody's guess. Stick around. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall. A recent poll by Charles Schwab found that only 6 in 10 of us with a 401k actually looked at their annual fee disclosures. That means more than 40% of participants said they did not review their 401k fee disclosure documents. This annual report is mandated under a U.S. Labor Department regulation. Your employer provided you with the information. Now it's up to you to make sure your fees are in line with your overall plan. The good news is your advisor can help identify high fees and perhaps do something about them. Here to talk about fees in your portfolio and how to minimize them is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, you've got a name for those sometimes hidden fees.
Well, Steve, we call them financial termites, and they are existing, they are living, they are thriving in some of your portfolios, especially your 401ks or, many times in addition, mutual funds. Now, you've heard of mutual funds. They've been around ever since I've been around. I read a very enlightening book, which has come out in two versions now, over about 6 or 7 years ago, Mutual Funds Exposed. And I've got the second edition in front of me now. The next 10 people who call get a copy of this book. Steve, it's packed. It's a hardcover book. It's written by Kenneth Kim, who's a PhD at Stanford University.
Sure.
And he has gone and looked inside. I've had him on my show before, too, the Financial Safari on weekends. But he's looked inside a lot of mutual funds, a lot of 401ks, and found those financial termites. So the next 10 people call will get a copy of that book. But more importantly, Steve, we can sit down and do your own analysis, your financial MRI, and we'll toast your retirement.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
This holiday season, foster hope by giving the gift of a loving home to foster kids. Clark County's Department of Family Services is looking for caregivers to open their homes and hearts to foster youth. From teenagers to toddlers, there are approximately 3,000 children in Clark County foster care system in need of a home. Take the first step and learn more at countmein.vegas to sign up for a non-obligational virtual information session or call 702-455-0181. That's countmein.vegas.
This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
Get into the hottest performing sporty sedan, the all-new redesigned 2021 TLX. With its superior handling, optional drive modes, and advanced technology, it is the best sporty sedan on the road today. And lease a 2021 TLX for only $369 per month. Plus, the first payment is on us. Enter to win a Las Vegas Raiders autographed Josh Jacobs football with Test Drive. Only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Or online at FinleyAcura.com.
OAC, $38.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dark fees. 36-month lease. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Expires 1/4/20.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The part of the Biden speech I like most was where he said, essentially, let's have a fresh start. Trust me. You know, unity can actually help America. Here was the new president earlier today.
To overcome these challenges, to restore the soul and secure the future of America, requires so much more than words. It requires the most elusive of all things in a democracy. Unity. Unity. In another January, on New Year's Day in 1863, Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. When he put pen to paper, the president said, and I quote, "If my name ever goes down into history, it'll be for this act, and my whole soul is in it." My whole soul is in it. Today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause. Uniting to fight the foes we face, anger, resentment and hatred, extremism, lawlessness, violence, disease, joblessness, and hopelessness. With unity, we can do great things, important things. We can right wrongs. We can put people to work in good jobs. We can teach our children in safe schools. We can overcome the deadly virus. We can reward work and rebuild the middle class and make health care secure for all. We can deliver racial justice, and we can make America once again the leading force for good in the world. I know speaking of unity can sound to some like a foolish fantasy these days. I know the forces that divide us are deep and they are real. But I also know they are not new. Our history has been a constant struggle between the American ideal that we're all are created equal and the harsh, ugly reality that racism, nativism, fear, demonization have long torn us apart. The battle is perennial, and victory is never assured. Through Civil War, the Great Depression, World War, 9/11, through struggle, sacrifice, and setbacks, our better angels have always prevailed. In each of these moments, enough of us have come together to carry all of us forward. And we can do that now. History, faith, and reason show the way of unity. We can see each other not as adversaries, but as neighbors. We can treat each other with dignity and respect. We can join forces, stop the shouting, and lower the temperature. For without unity, there is no peace, only bitterness and fury. No progress, only exhausting outrage. No nation, only a state of chaos.
Now my question is, was that directed at the Republicans or at the Democrats? Are the Democrats going to dial down the rhetoric relative to Trump impeachment? All these new investigations that are going to be coming up? Or is it just the Republicans that are supposed to dial it down? I wish he had said something about that in his speech. His speech was good. Was it great? No. Chris Wallace thought it was great, the best inaugural speech he's ever seen. And he dates back to 1961 and John Kennedy. I'm going to tell you, I thought it was a good speech, not a great speech. We'll talk about what you thought of it tomorrow as well. As we're not done with this inaugural thing yet. Coming up tomorrow, it's Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. And you know how excited I get when we get towards the weekend. It gets a little wild, a little crazy in here. Till we join you tomorrow, for Gentleman Jim Dallas, for Andrew Paul, for our entire crew, I want to thank you for making us a part of your ride home. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.